This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Excellent stuff. Put in the promo code Quest. Once again, excellent, excellent stuff. And get the drink mix called Quest Worthy. Once again, excellent stuff. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yeah, it's good stuff there too. And by stackup.org. In today's news, a strike has happened. Last of Us 2. And Xbox fans are stunned. But I did say a strike did happen, right? Well, this just broke. For the time of this recording, WCCF Tech did say the Microsoft developers have now authorized a strike after failing to reach a deal after 2 years of negotiations. Now, these developers are part of ZeniMax, Workers United, CWA, and they're working at the ZeniMax Media. So they did give a vote, apparently this morning, and did give an overwhelmingly vote to give the leaders permission to call a strike after failing to reach a deal for the first contract after 2 years of negotiations. They said that in a press release on Tuesday, well, today, and they said that the members were 94% in favor of authorizing strike permissions. In fact, Skylar Hennett, one of the quality assurance testers and members of the ZeniMax Workers Union's United CWA, did say, quote, "We're not afraid to use our union power to ensure that we can keep making great games. All of us want to be working. We hope that Microsoft will allow us to do so with dignity and fairness to all securing the first contract with our union," end quote. Now, some of this is about the remote work options, better pay, workplace improvements, and mandating that Microsoft would inform the union of any intentions that would outsource quality assurance work to a third party. That's a direct quote from the website, by the way. Now, the senior quality assurance tester, ZWU CWA member, Zachary Armstrong, did say, quote, "Underpayment and costly RTO initiatives have caused many of us to put our lives on pause because income does not match given the rising cost of living in the cities where ZeniMax insists we live and work and maintain employment. None of us wishes it had to come to this. But if Microsoft and ZeniMax continue to demonstrate at the bargaining table that they are unwilling to pay fair wages for the value of our labor provides our games, we'll be showing them just how valuable our labor is," end quote. The ZWU CWA was formed in 2023, and that was the first union from the game studio under Microsoft. It has become one of the largest unions in the video game industry in the U.S. Now, when will this begin? That is what we do not know. And we don't know. But I expect it to be soon. If there's any more quotes about this, we'll let you know. And you know it's going to affect some games out there. But let's talk about what's coming in a couple of days instead. Because, according to My Nintendo News, some of the FCC documents did show some headphone jacks for the Nintendo Switch 2 Pro Controller. So there will be a Pro Controller, for the Switch 2. And they did show the specs for these headphones. And they were also saying that, look, both Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 5 controllers do not have those headphone jacks. I can confirm that. But the Nintendo Switch 2 will on the Pro Controller. Speaking of the Switch 2, Gulvin put some pictures, comparison pictures, in our Discord. So if you have joined our Discord, he put it up in the general channel, and you'll be able to see those pictures for the Switch 2. Yep, that's coming. And speaking of that, Thursday will be the Switch 2 showcase. So Thursday's show will be all about Switch 2. But considering that there's now a strike, well, Switch 2 might take the top of the show. But yeah, we'll be talking about the strike too on the show. Isn't that right, Gulvin? Yeah. But for now, and going back to Xbox, some of the fans were stunned because one of the fan favorite games are gone permanently. And that game is Left 4 Dead. That's the name of the game. And that's one of Valve's top games. Now, the zombie co-op shooter released in 2008. And while it's known more mostly as a PC game, this game was also released on Xbox 360 and the Xbox Showcase. Now, the marketplace was shut down last year, which would mean that there's no way to purchase the game on Xbox. You can buy it physically because of BestBuy.com or Amazon, but because of all that, Left 4 Dead is gone. Just gone. Now, the gamers who did want to play Left 4 Dead on their Xbox One or the Xbox S, X, and S, well, they tried to get it, but they can't get it anymore. Nope, can't get it anymore. So, that is gone. Now, Back 4 Blood, they were all talking about that too, and came out in 2021, was considered to be the successor for Left 4 Dead, but Back 4 Blood didn't have that same staying power. The Back 4 Blood servers are still up, and Turtle Rock did announce their ceasing content support after releasing the final DLC, River of Blood. But it is gone, and it was indeed Left 4 Dead, pun intended. Yeah, but you know what? It's not Doom. GamesRadar.com said the Doom Dark Ages won't have a multiplayer because, well, quote, it would definitely come at the expense of, end quote, the campaign. Yeah, I took the title. I'm sorry, I usually do, but this was a little bit more upfront. And that is the Doom, the Dark Ages, because ID Software did abandon the multiplayer. Absolutely. Now, the Doom boss, Hugo Martin, was talking to GamesRadar and did say that that decision to not include multiplayer component was, quote, right from the beginning, end quote. And he did explain on how they, quote, made the decision early to just focus all of our energy on trying to make the best campaign we could. Further quote, with Eternal, we wanted to put Max in the game. There were things we wanted to do with Eternal, end quote. But that would include some of the project where you're spreading out the resources for the multiplayer component, and that's why they didn't want to do that. And some people were wondering why the team just couldn't make a multiplayer mode and then call it a day. So Martin did say about that, quote, it's live service. You can't just do a little multiplayer. You've got to go. Fans' expectations is that you go all the way. It would definitely come at the expense of the single player aspects, end quote. So that was a concern. Now look, The Last of Us 2 will be coming out on Max very soon. So Push Square said, well, you know what, if you got Steam Deck support, you can take The Last of Us 2 with you. That's The Last of Us Remastered. In fact, Naughty Dog got up on X and said, quote, The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered for PC is officially Steam Deck verified ahead of its release on April 3rd. Pre-purchase now. So there you go, The Last of Us on your Steam Deck. Go get it. If you got, well, it's not just on Steam Deck. No, it's also on PC, and it's already on sale. It's already on sale. And it's 16% off. Original price, $50, $42 at Green Man Gaming. So if you want it, there you go. Of course you can get a controller too, $75. If you're gonna do that, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that, RoboCop Rogue City for the PlayStation Plus users will be headlining the April monthly games. So yeah, that's gonna be free. It's not bad. Beat all the bosses. Played that a while ago. Not bad. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. No April Fools there, boys and girls. Go play some games, people.